RNZ National. It's time to get to the business news now. Ko Taku Hoa e Nāianei, called Giles Beckford, live from Wellington. Giles, you've got a soap opera for us this evening. Take it away.
Lisa, you will remember about 2-3 weeks ago, we gave a report about a company called New Zealand Automotive Investments. They're the people who operate the Too Cheap used car network. They've also got a finance operation as well. A bit of corporate biff in the boardroom where three directors are all independent directors, in other words, not tied to any specific shareholding interests. They resigned, saying they couldn't work with the major shareholder and another director, David Senna. And they talked about mistrust and the like. Mr. Senna hit back and said, I was going to dump them because I need people on the board who are competent and confident about being able to turn this company around and get it, you know, improving its profits. And so he then lined up a few candidates to take their place at the annual meeting, which will be in a few weeks' time. Now, since then, a couple of the people he lined up have pulled out. And he's been scrambling around because the stock exchange rules say you need to have at least two independent directors on the board. Well, he's been scrambling. He found one new member, which was a veteran person, would be well known to many who follow business, Michael Stiassny. Well, this morning, just to cap it all off and to give it the real soap opera feel, the stock exchange's enforcement arm, they call themselves NZ Regco. They're responsible for implementing the rules, make sure they're being followed, and calling out bad behaviour, if needs be, punishing it. So they've actually now said to the company, you have now until the end of business on Monday to explain what the hell is going on. Tell us how these two new people who have been proposed by Mr. Senna to fill seats on the board, if they're allied to him or if they're being supported and nominated by him, how can you call them independent? We want you to explain that. Oh, and by the way, we want the outgoing board, in other words, the members who are resigning, we want them to give their opinion as well, because they're obliged to as the sitting board. So it's got, it's got elements of everything in there. There's intrigue, there's distrust, there's backstabbing, possibly a bit of deception and the like. There's more to play on this one. Interesting, though, that the stock exchange said basically today, enough is enough. Time for you to actually front up, explain everything to your shareholders, to the broader investment market. What they might do if they're not satisfied with the explanations, we'll wait and see. They could go as far as actually suspending them off the stock exchange, but that'd be a very rare step.
All those elements, Giles, and a guy called Senna, which seems, with a car company, all I can think of is Ayrton Senna, the famous race car driver.
It's Senna with one N.
Oh,
so,
there you go.
Not quite Ayrton.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification. Okay, companies that pack and fill it together stay together. Tell us more.
We had a company today, T&G Global. They're into fresh fruit and veg exporting production, part of the old Turners and Growers empire, for those whose memories go back that far. And they gave us their latest result. It was quite a reasonable profit of about $5.5 million, up two-thirds on the year before. So far, so good. Their revenue was a little bit down. But the feature, of course, as we've heard with a lot of these companies in the primary sector, horticulture in particular, couldn't get the workers, struggling with shipping delays. Of course, bad weather just goes without saying, COVID disruptions and the like. And what they did was saying, well, look, get out from behind your keyboard, Bert and Beryl in accounts. Right? We don't need a human resources department today. Get down to the packing floor. We need you to start putting the avocados into the trays, the kiwi fruit into the plastic holders. Get them in the boxes. We need all hands to the packing sheds. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we had the same sort of story from Sea Lords, where the boss just in off the beach in his tie-dyed shirt and his jandals, off the plane, straight into the filleting floor. He was happy because they couldn't get the labour, so they had a lot of hokey that was in the freezers, needing to be filleted and packed. He was doing the same. Their office staff were doing the same. We've heard similar reports in quite a few other companies. So we figure you don't need corporate advisors to have a mission, vision statement and your well-being charm pit, all the rest of it. Families that work together seem to stick together. You know, I would think that if you're looking for a fill-up in well-being actually getting down on the shop floor might not be a bad alternative.
Giles, can we have a quick sprint through the markets, please?
A bit of an upsy down today on share market, but in the end it was had a bit of a breather, down just 7 points, neither here nor there, still looking at around 3 month high. New Zealand dollar 62.9 US cents and 90.4 Australian.
Thank you, Giles. Giles Beckford joining us live from Wellington. Former Labour Party leader Andrew Little and the